I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. The annual green tea harvest is underway now in the Japanese city that we asked you about for our geoquiz today. John Baumgartner is there right now. He's keeping an eye on the harvest. It's his job. He's director of marketing for green tea producer Aya America. So where are you, John?
I'm currently an hour away from Tokyo by plane, an hour away from Nagoya by train in the city of Nishio, which is in Aichi Prefecture, the number one place to grow matcha, mother of all green tea.
Now, Nishio being the answer, N-I-S-H-I-O,
yep.
I know your job depends on a good harvest, is it?
Absolutely. Because of the fact that it's an annual harvest, it's only actually plucked once a year, hand-plucked the tea leaves, typically off the top of the harvest. Currently, actually, it's kind of covered by a bunch of black plastic material. Normally, the harvest is very beautiful, lush green, but that's not true with matcha due to the fact that it's shade-grown.
And how come it's shade-grown?
We block out the sunlight. Now, by blocking out the sunlight, it forces the tea leaves to actually pull its nutrients from the ground, preserving amino acids and, of course, the well-known and publicized antioxidants.
Antioxidants, meaning does it also taste better that way or not?
It tastes better.
Healthier and tastes better. That's
an
odd and good combination.
Basically because of the fact that you're eating the tea leaves. Matcha is granite ground, so that when you drink matcha, you're actually drinking the entire plant, not steeping the tea and then throwing away the tea bag.
Okay, so the matcha itself looks kind of like green talcum powder.
Powder, indeed it does.
So you said this is all hand-picked. Have you talked with any of the pickers, or did you do any of it yourself?
I plucked a little bit, but most of the time I leave that to the farmers. They've got a better eye than I do. It's not something you just pluck and toss into a bag, but something you have to kind of consider.
Okay, I actually have a little bit right here. This is actually a ceremonial matcha green tea.
Indeed it is. So a lot of people, they see the little pictures with a lot of beautiful Japanese women, kimono, kind of sitting in front of somebody, whisking tea together hot, a little foamy broth on it. That is not your typical green tea. That is matcha.
Let me just open this now. Oh, yeah, that's good. Oh, it's very beautiful green, actually. This is gorgeous. What would you call this color?
Normally I would say green, but I usually use a vibrant, velvety green.
And, of course, because you're the director of marketing, you would say that.
One would hope, yeah.
I just took a little taste of it, and it's not all that strong. But green tea, how much caffeine is there in green tea?
Lots of studies have proven that green tea has just as much as coffee, if not a little bit more or a little bit under. But it's not necessarily about how much caffeine is in green tea, but how it reacts. Usually, typically, coffee will bring you on a high and then drop you down immediately. Matcha actually brings you up and then slowly drags you down. So, I mean, not necessarily drags you down, but, you know, eventually you get dropped back down.
Eventually you get back down to kind of ground level.
Very true, very true.
Who are the people there who are doing the picking right now, since this is harvest season?
They are called Nooka-san, and Nooka-san is actually the name of a farmer in Japanese. And they specifically have been through generations of understanding exactly how to pick, what to pick, and when to pick.
And when they take a break, do they take a coffee break?
It's usually not coffee, it's matcha, yeah. I mean, it's definitely the beverage of choice. It brings you up and gives you a sustainable amount of energy. It's definitely a lot better to use than, say, a typical energy drink that you can purchase in Japan.
Good to know. Well, it's late at night. Hope you haven't had too much green tea there.
About 5 cups.
About 5 cups.
It's about midnight, so I need to make sure I was fresh enough.
All right. Well, we appreciate that. Thank you very much, John Baumgartner, director of marketing for the green tea producer Aya America, the green tea harvest going on in Nishio, Japan, the answer to our geoquiz today. Good luck. Nice to talk to you.
Thank you.